Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
This week featuring a post-punk trio from Moncton called The Nuclear, featuring Marco Rocca on guitar and vocals, Pascal Toussaint on bass, and Tom Antle on drums. The nucleus of The Nuclear stems from two prior bands that had large fan bases here in the southeast New Brunswick region. You may remember the bands Hope and Sour Grapes. The members were basically high school students at the time, but they've matured nicely, especially in the musical sense. No Emotion is the name of their brand new album. It's 10 tracks of rock and roll glory, all packed in a 20-minute set, and we'll have all of it for you on this week's podcast. Beginning with our first trio of tunes, let's get it going. Can't Have Your Say, The Nuclear on Atlantic Access.
About that.
from the Nuclear on Atlantic Access and their most recent album, No Emotion. We just heard Giving Up On Us, also in there, I Don't Care About Fashion and Can't Have Your Say. And I'm joined by Marco Rocca of the Nuclear here right now to discuss this new release. So welcome to Atlantic Access.
Thanks for having me.
So pretty cool. This is like 15 years between albums, I think. The first one was in 04. Did I see that right?
The first album was, it's been 11 years though, so close.
Oh,
the first album was released in 2008.
So like so many years between projects. What's going on
here? Well, actually, the funny thing about that is that album, this album that we just released, was recorded in 2011, mostly, like 99%. I think I added I finished the vocals to the last track 3-4 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the only updated recording that we did for that album.
What have you guys been doing that you weren't able to complete it until now? It sounds like it was pretty much a done deal.
It was pretty much a done deal, but I knew I wouldn't be able to do anything with it because I just had different priorities at that point. I was becoming a father in 2009. Personally, I wanted to stick around here.
Well, and you're to be commended too, family first.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What I like most, I think, about the No Emotion album, the first one was really cool, but I found it to be really melodic and maybe a little bit on the poppy side, at least compared to this more recent one. I really enjoy the edge on the guitar work in this album.
On No Emotion?
Yes.
We tried to do, I think what we were going for is something that matched our live set. So the first album, we produced the songs a bit more. We added more instruments that we couldn't really pull off live. For this album, we went after our live sound. We had fun doing that. We wanted to make an album like, you know, all the albums that we grew up listening to. But the second time around, it was just, we wanted to be able to pull these songs off live, sound somewhat like the CD, or the album.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you more about that production value here in just a little bit. But first, I want to get back to some more tunes. The album's called No Emotion from the Nuclear, talking with Marco Rocca. We're going to be spinning 4 in a row. We can do this. We can do the whole album on this podcast this week because it's like 20 minutes worth of music on the whole project. I love it. So here we go. Our next track is Direction from the Nuclear on Atlantic Access.
Can't sleep, I'm a little tired, and I can't eat. I never thought you were leaving this. used to fight a lot. You hated all my friends, we were always smoking pot. But now the times have changed, we haven't changed a lot. Do you remember what it was? Yeah, we had it so wrong.
The Atlantic Access Podcast and The Nuclear from their album No Emotion, This Decision. More with band member Marco Rocca coming right up. Couple of more tracks to get to first. This is Heartbreaker on Atlantic Access. Access with The Nuclear and the most recent album, No Emotion, a new song is what we just heard. Now, we just discussed about the history of some of these songs, so I should ask, how old was this new song?
New song is, that would be like 7 or 8 years old now. Yeah, 2019. We recorded in 2011.
And, yeah, it's 8 years.
And I wrote the song probably a year before that, so yeah.
Is the Nuclear self-produced, all this music?
It's produced by us and the guy who's recorded both albums, I would say, Craig Sperry. He engineered the first and second album, and he coached us through it. He gave us suggestions. He knew our sound, like, without us having to explain it. I've never worked with anyone that just got it. He actually worked on an album with another band I played in called Hope. And we recorded an album with him in Halifax in 2004.
So if people are listening and digging the tunes here, where can they find a copy of No Emotion?
On iTunes, Apple Music. It'll be eventually on Google Play, but it's not there yet.
Right.
But it's on Spotify. It should be on all the major streaming.
The Nuclear, interesting name for a band. It complements the band very well because you think nuclear, you think energy, you know, loud, a little obnoxious and in your face, and that's exactly what you get. So who came up with the title for The Nuclear?
I think I'll have to take credit for that.
Yeah?
Particles, like electrons, neutrons, spinning around or orbiting around, whatever you call it. I'm not a scientist. But you know, that image of the atom. And I was just thinking our band's Hope and Sour Grapes. We kind of mixed these two punk bands and created a new one. So
it kind of
doesn't make any sense at all.
So what's next for The Nuclear? There's going to be a summer release for the hard copies?
That's our plan. We're going to have vinyl for sure, maybe vinyl CD.
And people can keep track of the band on social media and such?
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. We're on Instagram.
Before I cut you loose, though, a 20-minute album, that's something else. I don't think I've actually seen that before. We're able to feature the entire album on the podcast this week, Marco. And I don't imagine that it was intentional. Maybe that's just the way the songs came out.
It wasn't intentional. We didn't know. I didn't even realize how short the songs were until we had them recorded.
Yeah.
And so I was seeing the timestamp on them, and I was shocked. Because they felt like full songs to me. They still feel like full songs to me.
And it's all there.
Yeah.
It's just very compact,
yeah.
I guess.
We shortened everything up somehow.
Okay.
One thing that was pointed out to me is there's less guitar solos. So someone recently said that we pulled Metallica, which I guess because they did that album without the guitar solo. That wasn't even an intentional thing either. It's just that not all the songs called for one. So.
Okay. So we got three songs left. Thanks again to Marco for this. It's been a blast, and all the best for this album. It really is something, and I really feel it's the kind of an album that you want to play live. You guys must be busting at the seams to get it out.
We're actually pretty excited, and that's the thing. We're putting it out because we want to play shows.
Yeah.
So
here we go. Future Conversations on Atlantic Access, The Nuclear.
You get a bit if you want it. You get a bit if you want it.
Show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.